And good Sunday evening to you. Butch on Sports is here. Getting the week started here. Hopefully you had a great weekend and then some in this hot, muggy weather that we had here in southeastern Michigan. I enjoyed it. In my home, under the air conditioner, unless I had to go out. And I went out to plenty places here, and I'll talk about that soon. Again, this is Butch on Sports, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Okay, let's get started here. For the thousands of people who lined up the streets of Comerica Park's gates on opening of Saturday, needed no such history lesson. Many had personal memories of Whitaker 19th season wearing the old English D. Yes, it was a sellout crowd and memories Saturday prior to the Tigers game against the Tampa Bay Rays. The blacktop on the wall was put over the bullpen in left center field, coming down to reveal Whitaker's name and number one permanently inscribed at Comerica Park. Number one will never be worn again by a Tiger again. The five-time All-Star, Gold Glover, and Rookie of the Year in 1978 was celebrated on Saturday evening there. Yes, indeed he was. But let's get to the game, of course, there on Saturday. Garrett Hill was in trouble in the first inning, but one of the play of the game to me was when Riley Green caught the ball in the first inning with one out and threw the ball at home. It overran the catcher, and guess who was there to back up the whole situation and keep the run from scoring? Garrett Green. Yes, he was. And that just gave lightning to the Tigers players on the field as well as on the bench as the 26-year-old rookie escaped without damage. Yes. Then, despite a home run in the second inning, the Tigers went out there and did their best outing, to me, of the career of this young man's short stint at Comerica Park and in the American League, which is part of Major League Baseball. And the Tigers won 9-1. A seventh inning was a help, too, in the particular game there. But the Tigers win, and win very well. Yep, before the game, of course, the Tigers, who are 43-66 at this point in time, but now they're 43-67. Retired Lou Whitaker, and I'll tell you about that in a moment, too. Whitaker's number one jersey during the on-the-field celebration. I said the crowd was sold out. However, or sold out in tickets, by the way, there. But 40,101 people showed up for a non-opening day crowd for a game. The biggest non-opening day crowd was 41,053. And that was in August 6th of 2016. But again, this August 6th, it was a grand, grand event indeed there. A day later, Gregory Soto entered a scoreless game in Sunday's game in the ninth inning, facing seven batters, retiring only two with three consecutive walks, bringing the first two runs of the game in, and the Tigers melt down in the ninth inning continue as the Rays scored seven runs and beat the Detroit Tigers by a score of 7-0. The Tigers' 24-year-old Matt Manning pitched the start of this game. He pitched seven innings of four-hit baseball with three walks and seven strikes out, a tremendous doggone victory for him, pitching 95 pitches through seven innings. However, it all goes down the toilet and get flushed by Gregory Soto's, miscues after two out. You know, maybe that's why no one picked him up during trade day on Tuesday. I don't understand. Well, we'll give you some scoops on some other things with the Detroit Tigers. Left-handed Terrell Skrubel's left arm fatigue. He was restart and start throwing in a program in a couple of days. After reframing from throwing over the last few days, resting his arm, the Tigers will put him on a 15-day injury list Wednesday, retroactive from Tuesday. So he's trying to get better here. And Eduardo Rodriguez, he joined the Flying Tigers. Yes, the left-handed Rodriguez was on the restricted list, is scheduled to pitch on Saturday in Lower A, Lakeland, Florida, at Joker Marcher Field. The Flying Tigers will play the Dundee Blue Jays, a Low A affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. Rodriguez is expected to throw 3 innings and 50 pitches, and I guess they'll go from there. Again, his return is not until probably late August. If that is the case, and combine that nasty word called injuries. Eric Haas, who grew up in Westland and now live in Livonia, is the Tigers winner of the 2022 Heart and Hustle Award, announced Thursday by Major League Baseball's Player Alumni Association. The Major League Baseball winner will be announced in mid-November on the MLB Network. The Heart and Hustle Award was voted on before the All-Star break by former players, honor one player from each team for demonstrating passion on the field, embodying the values and tradition of the game. For Haas production, he battled and batted 236 with 8 doubles, 8 home runs, 26 RBIs, 15 walks, and 57 strikeouts in 69 games since June the 2nd, though. He's been batting 276, including 6 home runs in 42 games. 30 of them were starts. And what I was talking with some of the, a lot of the press people that I met and saw during the ceremony, we all agree that, you know, there are just some certain things the Tigers need to get cleaned on up here and cleaned up very, very quickly. Number one, it was great that Luke Whitaker number was retired, which, by the way, the Tigers did point out was planned 2 years ago, but COVID sat on in. We never heard about it, but whatever they say, we'll go along with it because the job is done. It should have been done the day Trample and Morris went on that board. I mean, just as well. I'm sorry to feel this way. However, the Tigers still got work to do, and the fans got work to do as well, because we got two people that should be on that wall who is not on the wall. We know Justin Verlander is going to go on that wall. We know Miguel Cabrera is going to eventually go on that wall. But what about people like Bill Freehan, which their number 11 is on the wall, but it's under Sparky Anderson's name? But Bill Freehan did more for catching for the Detroit Tigers in Major League Baseball. This guy went to 12 All-Star games in 13 years. What do you need to do? One of the best catchers of all Major League Baseball. And he's not in the Hall of Fame in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And he's not on that wall. What about Mickey Lolich, who is still the pitcher of the Detroit Tigers who pitched the most innings of any Tiger pitcher in existence? That's including Verlander. And wins to boot. Plus, what he did in that World Series was marvelous for the Tigers to win that 68 World Series. And he's not on the wall either. Tigers got to get it together, okay? Their organization has to get it together. That's, come on. We remember if you don't. Let's move on here, boys and girls. The Detroit Lions. I took 9 minutes to talk about the Detroit Tigers. That'll probably never happen until the end of the season, unless they get on a winning streak. The Detroit Lions took their talents to Ford Field on Saturday afternoon for the annual scrimmage, which is dubbed as Family Day, or the Family Fest, as they like to call it. It was a great event for the fans, as the Lions tailored their experience to the best, they claim, the best fans in the world. I say so indeed that I go along with that statement. It's an opportunity for fans to meet the Lions legends and plenty of activity for the kids. Enjoy giveaways, live music, autograph opportunity, and there was humongous as the Lions players freely went on out there to greet a lot of fans in the stands, giving them autographs, shaking hands, taking pictures, the whole doggone 9 yards in the work. I thought it was a great experience in general for a lot of people who may not get to see the Lions because they don't have enough money to pay those nice little prices at Ford Field for a regular season or for exhibition game. Over 18,000 showed on up to see that. And indeed, that is one of the best kept secrets the Lions have going for them, at least right now, in my opinion there. Michigan hockey will not retain their coach, Mel Pearson. Pearson has been under fire for a lot of offensive, ranging from skirting or lying or having his players lie about COVID-19 regulations, promoting the workplace, which has a sexual harassment rampant, and with a quiet moment following the Wilmer Howell report, it appears that the environment was just toxic for the players as well as coaching staff there. Well, too much has passed, and it found its way to the public, and the public spoke, and they made some changes. According to some reports, there was a standoff between the regents and the athletic department, Wade Manuel, which there was no way that it could sustain or ultimately bring this guy back with all these complaints and things going on. Manuel and interim university president Mary Sue Coleman, they reached a consensus that the Michigan coach will not retain a contract there. So, in other words, they fired him. Michigan hockey named Brandon Noreto, the interim coach, replacing Mel Pearson. Okay? All righty. And if you were watching just now that this had ended, the Firekeepers Casino 400 was scheduled to take place about 3:01 this afternoon. Before the rains came and doused the place, fans still waited at Brooklyn, Michigan, and then got the race. They finally got it started around about 4:05. The race has just ended with a couple of catastrophes there and here, and what you see in all racing. Kevin Harvick wins the race at the Casino 400 in Brooklyn. Bubba Wallace was second. Okay, all righty now. Got that straightened on out. No reports on the Pistons, no reports on the Red Wings, although I'll be getting in touch with the Red Wings this week in order to find out some dates that I need to know about and you need to know about what's going on inside the Red Wings camp. That next, their camp will be getting scheduled to take place in September, quite sure in Traverse City, and then they'll come right back down here to Detroit's Little Caesars Arena, which they have two ice rinks, the Belfort Arena, which is below the actual arena, for their practicing sessions and whatnot, and getting ready for another season of Red Wing hockey. That should be fair. And also the Pistons as well there. They both started in the middle of October. But we got away from that. This week, boys and girls, ladies and gents, MHSAA, Michigan High School Athletic Association, now with football, cross country, volleyball, and some other, I say fall sports, will be getting cranked up with their practices section and whatnot there and getting ready for kids to come back to school. And in a couple weeks or a little bit beyond that, there'll be football laid on the fields of many cities throughout the state of Michigan and surrounding areas there. So, again, I always say, please give these kids the attitude that they need. That'll do. That's what my father used to say. For let's get behind them. I never understood that. However, let's do get behind these kids here and keep everything on the straight and narrow when it comes down to sports there. They can be doing a whole heck of a lot of things, no good, but, you know, they choose some athletics for a balance of scholastic and athletic capabilities there. Let's support them. Please get out there and support them. And let's keep them also safe, very, very well. Safe, indeed, is always a good thing there. COVID is climbing up. A lot of people getting next to each other and whatever it may be. And, again, it's sorry to say, but we got to keep ourselves safe there. So, please, wear a mask wherever you go. Indoors, especially if they're calling for that there. And, again, please be cautious and stay safe. Our class, I say high school reunion. Southwestern is no more, as many of you know. Southwestern High School in Detroit is closed. But they had an old picnic ground at Kennedy Center where a lot of us got our first exposure of athletics and stuff like that there. They had, for a quarter of a mile to a half a mile long, of traffic jam. Well, basically, they said it was a picnic for Southwestern. You know, not naming all the classes, but, of course, many of them just went on out there, no matter when you graduated from Southwestern. And it was a big, fat mess. A lot of us, I passed through there twice, and I couldn't find a parking space, and I wasn't walking a quarter of a mile, or half a mile, or any kind of miles to get in the park that basically I didn't know where everybody was at and was scattered all over the place there. In 94-degree weather with a heat factor of over 100 degrees, I can't do it. But again, all who showed up, hopefully they had a great, great time. And I wish I could have got out there and saw many of you there, but hopefully maybe we could talk to people and make arrangements better where we get to see each other a lot more than enough once a year. Because there's many opportunities that we could do so and don't do it. So, you know, hopefully that works out there. But John Sports is done for this particular day. I'll be back on Wednesday, then I'm going to take some time off from this from this show here and get some vacation in there. I'll let you know a lot more of those particular details on Wednesday there. Of course, Butch on Sports is always a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, boys and girls. And you can check out our main page at Podomatic.com, the home of Butch on Sports. Just type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. Yes, you can. And also, you can go to the Game Sports Show. Podbean.com to find the Game Sports Show and all the other super lovely listening apparatuses that you can deal with there. You can always get Butch on Sports. And don't forget, on Monday, we'll be back to normal business on the Game Sports Show from 6 to 8 o'clock with Scott Nason, Dave McCage, and myself from 6 to 8 o'clock. I normally go on around about 6:45 to closing, which is 8 o'clock there. But sports news, you can't get enough of. And then some. And we'll probably got a lot to talk about there per se. But again, tune on in on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. If you type in News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie, it'll take you to the guts of where the page is. Just punch it on in, and you'll see in the upper right-hand side, the Game Sports Show listening line, where the show, you can always get it live on that particular listening device they have, and have at it. Or then some, okay? All righty now. I am done for this evening. Hopefully you have a great beginning of the week. Do your thing, boys and girls, because, hey, you may not get to do it no more. But again, please stay safe there. Check you out on Wednesday, or better still, check you out tomorrow on the Game Sports Show. Bye-bye.